week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and Happy New Year to you. You know, Paul said, I would that you prospered you in health, even as your soul prospers. So I pray that you're going to be prospering this year. I got a feeling in my spirit it's going to be a good year. I felt that all this whole year, and I feel like it's going to be a good year. You know, I think that song, Something Good Is About to Happen, and I believe that something good is going to happen. So I am believing God this year for the best year of our ministry, and I hope that you are believing that with me and praying about it and supporting this broadcast. And this year we are going to see new things happen in our life. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song here. I think it's a beautiful song. It's set from heaven's point of view.
Today I face a mountain I have no strength to climb. For the struggle of the journey left me weak both body and mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance of my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here up on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of praise, far into the heavens. I can almost touch God's face, rising high in splendor, heights I've never known, what once looked like a mountain is just a hill from heaven's point of view. I may face some things tomorrow I can't comprehend today. Circumstance uncertain makes it hard to find the strength to pray. But I'm living in a promise, I'll never leave you, I'll always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on the wings of far into the heavens, where I can almost touch God's face, rising higher in splendor, heights I've never knew, what once looked like a mountain. Just a hill from heaven's point of view.
Yes, sir. What looks like a mountain is only a hill in heaven's point of view. I am believing God for a supernatural year this year. I don't know why in my spirit I feel like that this is going to be a good year. And I've got to be positive. I can't, in this negative world, I've got to stay positive. And you've got to stay positive too, because the Bible said all things are possible to them that will believe. So if you're looking down, well, just raise your head and praise God and thank God for the good time that God's going to give you in this year. I appreciate you, and I love you, and I'm going to stand by you, and I hope that you continue to stand by me. Well, let's go and do this song right here. I love this song also. It says, heaven is real.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real, the Bible says, and I believe. There's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion, why, is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe. There's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. How my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. And oh, how my heart thrills to know heaven is real.
Let's see, how my heart thrills to know that heaven is real. You know, this could be the very year that we go home to be with the Lord. We may see heaven, and we just don't know. We know what is on tomorrow, but we do know who holds tomorrow. I'm thankful for that. My soul rests in the blood of Jesus Christ. And if he be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. I trust today you're doing well, physically, spiritually, mentally. And, well, I just hope that you're prospering and being well in health, even as your soul prospers. That was my mother's favorite verse of Scripture. She loved that verse of Scripture, and she stood on that verse. I was thinking today, she passed away at 93 years old, and she was a great woman of faith. She wanted to work with me in radio ministry, but it just didn't work out. She lived in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm here in West Virginia. But anyhow, my mother was very supportive of me ever since I started my ministry, and she loved me as a son, and she loved me as a minister. And that meant a whole lot to me. My dad went with me many times. So we're going to do this song for you right here. And this one says, till the storm passes by. In the dark of the midnight, have I all hid my face? While the storm howled about me, there is no hiding place. With the thrash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of your hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Storm passes by.
When the long night is ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in your presence on that high and mighty shore. In the land where the tempest will never come again. Lovely day in the home of your hand. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of your hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Jesus never said we wouldn't have any storms. He said in this life we'd have tribulations, and we will have our storms. We will have our problems. We'll have our bad situations. But He is the peace speaker. He can speak peace to your soul in the midst of the storm. You know, the disciples cried, "Care us not that we perish?" And He spoke to the storm, and the storm ceased. Well, I believe God. I believe if He's done it for them, He'll still do it today, because He is the same today, yesterday, and He'll be the same tomorrow. Let's go right now to the message, and I'll be right back with another song.
Joshua, in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, "And I have given you land of for which you did not labor. I have given you cities which you did not build, and you have dwelt in them." In verse 14, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth." Verse 15, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, then choose ye this day whom you will serve, wherein the gods which your fathers served that were in the other side of the flood of the flood, or the gods of the Armatites in whose land ye should dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." How many times have you heard the statement, "Well, it doesn't make any difference"? But I want to say to you today, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. You know, there's a lot of problems in our country today. I think because of one thing, it's the spiritual attitude of God's people. I really believe that God's people's spirit and attitude has really been severed. It seemed like that even God's people, and I'm speaking to Christian people, people who claim to know God, people who claim to walk with God. The Bible said people who walk by faith with God, because the Bible teaches, and the Great Reformation of the Protestant people came because Martin Luther, many years ago, was touched by God, and that touch came because the Scripture became the reality that the just shall live by faith. And true enough, our nation has been established upon faith. Our money, our currency says, in God do we trust. And our forefathers came from the other side of the country to this country that we might have the freedom of religion. But today, we have come to the attitude, in a spiritual attitude, that we don't make a difference. Well, I'm going to say some things today, and I hope that I've got your support in saying this. Many of you have supported this broadcast. Many of you have stood behind me. You have heard me preach the gospel. You have heard us sing, Martha and myself. We have tried to deliver our soul by the means of radio. And I appreciate that. Without your help, without your support, this preacher would not be able to be where he's at today. But I must say what God lays upon my heart. And it seems that there's problems all over our nation. The Bible said there are pestilence. We're having more sickness today. There is more earthquakes in across the world today than there's ever been. There are more wars going on across the world today than there ever has. But the Bible relates to that. The Bible said there would be pestilence, there would be earthquakes, there would be wars, there would be rumors of wars, and all these things that are happening today. And people spiritually have the attitude that we just can't make a difference. But I'm saying to you today, you can make a difference. It's time that we become conscious reality to the reality that God wants us to become the spokesman for Him. We need to stand in the gap. The Bible said doing everything we possibly could do, then stand therefore, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. And I'm saying to you, Christian, you can make a difference. Now notice over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you between you and your God. And today, our sins have separated us from God. When we think about spiritual reality in a negative way, that's a sin against God. God is going to handle that sin problem that we have. Morally, our nation is deteriorating. We are in one of the greatest moral declines that we've ever been. Our churches are declining. People every day are walking away from their church. 52,000 people, it has been recorded, will leave the sanctuary on Sunday morning, never to go to the house of God again. Because in the house of God, there is nothing but friction and confusion. One denomination is right. One denomination is again the other denomination. We preach about unity, how that God's people need to be unified, how that we need unity among the children of God. And yet we cannot even worship God together. We're all going to the same place. We're all headed to the same heaven. But the Bible said our sins have separated us from God. The Bible said that if we have aught in our heart against our brother, then we have sinned in our heart. And today, our sins are separating us from God. Now, I'm going to say some pretty hard things here today, but after all, you're paying for it, and I'm paying for it, and many other people are paying for me to say what I'm saying. We have come to the point where we are condoning what God has condemned. And we cannot do that. Abortion is nothing but legalized murder. You cannot abort many millions of babies and still yet have the blessings of God. How can we expect God to bless America when we are aborting so many babies? How can we expect God to bless America when we no longer allow one nation under God to be repeated in the classroom? How much longer will God bless America when we cannot hang the Ten Commandments on the wall? How much longer is God going to bless America when the nativity scenes on a Christmas Eve have become offensive to the people? How much longer is God going to bless America when we, even the senior citizens in some areas, cannot even pray over their meal without somebody becoming offended? Now, my friend, let me tell you something. The Bible said that God's hand is not shortened and his ears are not heavy that he cannot hear. Martha made the statement the other evening while we were sitting in our living room. I wonder how God is feeling about this situation. Well, my friend, I wonder how God is feeling about our situation. It's time that we come away from being Republican and a Democrat and begin to look at the moral issues of our country. If people are morally wrong and it's contrary to the Bible, we cannot stand for those kind of people. That's what brings on more the ruins of morality in our country today. If they stand for it, you vote for them, you stand with them, and you agree with them. But the Bible condemns that. The Bible said, come out from amongst the world and be separated, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. Paul stated to Timothy, know ye not that in the last days perilous times will come? Men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy. And we are living in that very same condition. Even the Bible spoke in Jude. The Bible said in Jude that they would not contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints of God. Well, you say, I don't want to be an old fogey. My friend, you'll never be an old fogey if you stand firm to the Word of God. Many Christian people stood firm to the Word of God. The John Wesleys, the Billy Grahams, the Charles Spurgeons, the Billy Sundays, and all of these other people stood firm to what they believed. We just lost a great spiritual leader, Jerry Falwell. A friend of mine, I met this gentleman. I grew to love him. I appreciate him. I appreciated the stand that he took. Many mocked him. Many criticized him. But my friend, he stood for the moral issue of our nation. And moral issues are very important. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. It was turned to ashes due to the fact that their moral condition was corrupted. Men with men and women with women. And the Bible today condemns that, and yet our states and our government wants to allow the same-sex marriage. It's again God's laws. God placed man and woman together and said, what God has placed together, let no man put asunder. It wasn't Bob and Bob that got married. It was Adam and Eve that became the home and the family in the Bible. And today, God condemns that. He condemns man with man, and he condemns woman with woman. And we cannot support anything like that. Notice the Bible said, but your iniquities have separated you from God. And today, our iniquities have separated us from God. How can we prevent judgment from coming? God's judgment came in the antediluvian time. God's judgment came because he looked and there was nothing but sin and corruption throughout the land. He looked also at Sodom and Gomorrah. He sent angels there to warn the people and said, get out of the city because I'm going to destroy it. My friend, listen, sin brings on judgment. And Jesus said in the New Testament, if God does not bring judgment, he will have to go back and repent to Sodom and Gomorrah. What I'm saying to you today, my friend, in, you can make a difference. The Bible said it's time that we stand up. It's time that we square our shoulders back and take a stand for the old time gospel and the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it's again God's law, then you as a Christian must be against it. If it's for God's law, then we must be for it. He has given us cities that we did not build. The waters are smooth, and the sailing seems so easy. Things haven't always been this way. For I've seen the billows roll, and it brings the storms to my soul. But Jesus always been my stay. I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the soul. Friends and loved ones waiting just to welcome me yonder. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. I cannot complain, for my trip has been a good one. But I know I must be nearing the shore. I can almost see the lights from the mansion so bright, and Jesus is standing at the door. I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the soul. Friends and loved ones waiting just to welcome me yonder. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. Well, I'm sailing.
Well, it's about time we get out of here, so I'm going to pray for you. Father, I'm praying for my unseen audience. I'm praying, God, that they are standing faithful with me, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most faithful thing that I can do. When he told me to go preach, and Lord, he opened the scriptures to my heart and life, and I must preach what the scripture says. And I thank you today for the message. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of God that's upon my life. I appreciate all the people who have stood by me faithful down through the many years that I have been preaching. And Lord, I trust that this is going to be the best year of our lives. So I'm praying for my neighbors, my friends, everyone who is unsaved. I'm praying for them, the backslider. I pray, God, that they'll come back to you before it's ever lasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. I appreciate you. I hope that you stay with me this year. This is another year. And if we're successful this year, we may be able to win some souls for Christ. So let's continue on. And if God be for us, there's no power that'll ever stand against us.
They've been oh so long.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
God's right there with you, though you may not feel it.